Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 31. A Racine teenager was sentenced to 10 years in prison this morning for his role in a shooting at the Kareen Reed Owens Transit Center in January of 2015. Racine Circuit Court Judge John Jude also sentenced 18-year-old Lamont Coker to 10 years of extended supervision after he's released from prison. Coker pleaded guilty in December to a charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and could have faced up to 40 years in prison. The victim was shot in the chest when two teens went to the transit center to confront him, knowing that Case High School students rode the bus from there. The other teen charged in the shooting, 16-year-old Nasir Mays, is scheduled to go on trial in April. The Caledonia Village Board at a meeting in March will consider a green light or a stop sign to constructing a new village hall east of the Kmart to replace the current Nicholson Road site that dates back to the 1950s, contains mold and has no more space, and no fire suppression system, just to name a few of the problems that could be corrected by starting fresh. During a special meeting attended by several dozen taxpayers, former board member and president Ron Coates says it's time.
I know at the time we were going through, money was tight, things are snug. We tried to keep our taxes down. I mean, we did everything but try to save everything. Things are falling apart, new roofs. Every time we turn around, there's money being spent for the police department trying to fix that. It's overdue, and it's, I think the board should go forward with this project. And I think it's about time we get Caledonia going in the right direction.
If approved, groundbreaking could be in July with completion by the spring of next year. Mount Pleasant Village President Jerry Garski is organizing an informational meeting to discuss issues surrounding the controversial Highway V water and sewer project. At last night's village board meeting, Garski said he will invite a variety of stakeholders to the meeting. He said no action will be taken, but he hopes it will answer some of the questions about the project.
I don't have all the answers. We might not have all the answers after we're done with this meeting, but it's going to be a start so that everybody that's in the room has all the same information.
Garski said he would schedule the meeting sometime within the next 2 weeks. The project is designed to bring water and sewer services to future development in the village of Caledonia. Residents along the route are protesting the project, saying it won't benefit them and will cost them thousands of dollars in assessments. A group of residents has banded together and have said that they've hired a lawyer to fight the project. More than 90 students from the Real School in Racine will learn about the real world of business during a gathering Wednesday from 8:15 until about 2 in the afternoon at Memorial Hall called Mini Business World. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It's sponsored by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, designed to give students a little flavor for the world of business and entrepreneurship as they begin to make critical post-high school decisions. The Mini BW program, as it's called, challenges the students to take over an old, outdated company and in one day rebrand it, complete with a new product, logo, and tagline. The students will interact with others in their company, allowing them to collaborate and to function as a team, just like in the real world of business. There's more information by calling the Business World office at 888-276-7953 or online at wybusinessworld.org. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400 WRJN News.
In recognition of Black History Month, the Racine branch of the NAACP is holding an event this Friday night at 5:30 at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center, focused on education and the value of voting. Scheduled to attend are Wisconsin NAACP President Frank Humphrey, Racine NAACP President Gloria Rogers, and Racine Alderman Mike Shields. A news release says one of the displays will provide information about Racine's civil rights pioneer, the late Kareen Owens. One of the closed Mitchell Park domes is expected back in business by May 1st under a $1 million plan of action. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley says the show dome will be the first to reopen, with the other two anticipated back in operation by the end of the year. All three of the famed domes were closed indefinitely earlier this month because chunks of concrete were falling. Abley says the repairs being made will extend the lives of the structures by 5 to 6 years. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.